Oh my god, it's you! Hey! I barely recognized you. I know, you'd think I'd remember what my grade school best friend's brother looked like. It's just been so long. What is it, 15 years? Something like that? How have you been doing? Oh, really? That's so good to hear. I've been doing fine, thank you. Life keeps chugging along. I finished my degree and, a couple of years back, got a job, apartment, all that jazz. Other than that, it's not much. I'm actually moving to France next month. I know, it's crazy. It's sort of just starting to sink in, honestly. But it's gonna be amazing. What? Oh, no. Not for a boyfriend. I'm moving there for work. I've got a job at this company that designs parts for, like, medical equipment and stuff. It's literally my dream job. But yeah, that means I'll be gone for God knows how long. Your sister turned 30 just in time. A month later, and I wouldn't have been able to make it. It's so nice to see her again after all these years. I guess that's kind of the upsides of celebrating your 30th. You have an excuse to invite everyone, including family and old friends from way back. There's a lot of people here. She's gotten to know a lot of people over the years. Seems like most people here are from university, though. Don't think I've seen any of them before. Anyway, it's still nice to be invited. Get a chance to be out here in the greenery, wear my fanciest summer dress. Yeah. Your summer house was always perfect for throwing parties. It still amazes me how big it is. I was so envious of this place when we were growing up. I was out here with your family for a week every summer for like all of grade school. I used to beg my mom to let me stay another week whenever I came out here to visit. That seems so long ago now. I can't even remember when the last time was. What? Oh, yeah, that might have been it actually. That's the summer before I left for university, right? Yeah, that was probably the last time. You've got a good memory. It makes sense now that I think about it. That was the last summer she and I were, you know, close. After that, we went off to uni in different cities. I think we barely even saw each other once a year. She was always busy with work and boyfriend and yeah, you know how she is. I guess it's how things go with all best friends. But it was really nice seeing her again. And seeing you again, oh my god. You seem like you've done well for yourself. What have you been up to? Wow, really? That must be exciting. You've come a long way. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. Sometimes I have trouble shaking the picture of you as my friend's goofy brother, who always looked like his day was ruined when I came over to play. I'm sorry. I'm sure you don't want to be reminded of that. Sometimes I almost feel like I should apologize. No, I'm serious. We used to give you a lot of shit when we were kids. Always trying to tease you, hating your devious little schemes just to annoy you. I'm still a little bit ashamed when I think back on it. I mean, I know everybody's stupid when they're a kid, but we could push it really far. Like that one time we ambushed you with super soakers on our way home from school, almost ruined your Game Boy. How can you not still be mad about that? Yeah, I guess. You were always good at taking everything on the chin. I think that's why we did it, honestly. You never started crying. You only got angry. We had fun just watching your reactions. All you want at that age is for somebody to react. You know, give you attention. Didn't help that I had a massive crush on you either. What? Yeah, really? Don't tell me you didn't notice. I thought you were a real cutie. I don't know why. That's not so strange, is it? It was barely a year's age difference between us. Maybe because you were so good at building Lego houses or something. It would make sense given how many engineers I've dated since. But yeah, that's why I was always teasing you. I was too shy to tell you, if you can believe that. It was probably for the better, because it doesn't actually sound like you shared my feelings. What? You did? Seriously? Like, at the same time, or... sort of? Are you gonna leave me guessing? Come on, you can tell me. I just revealed my secret heart here. It's not like I'm in a position to judge you. Was it later? Come on, how much later? Really? That was back when... how old was I then? 19, right? It was the last summer before I went off to uni. You had a crush on me then? I just wasn't expecting that. Almost a decade ago. That's the last summer I was out here, wasn't it? That was a good summer too, hanging out by the lake, watching the boys go by, drinking cold beer in the sun. Now that I think about it, you were acting a little strange that summer, getting a little nervous whenever I was around. Whenever you looked my way, it's like you were both trying to keep your eyes on me and look away at the same time. I thought you were just... I don't know. We were so different back then. I guess I couldn't imagine you being into me. No, you've got nothing to apologize for. It's okay. We were just kids, even then. I mean, we didn't think we were, but we were. Plus, honestly, even if I had known, I don't think I would have minded. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nothing would have happened between us. I was impulsive, but not that impulsive. But I probably would have thought it was a little exciting. But like I said, it was a long time ago. It's almost scary to think about in a sense. Part of me feels like it was forever ago and... part of me remembers it like it was yesterday. It's so strange, you know, how things look different in hindsight. You don't really think about things changing when you're young. It seemed like that summer would never end. And yet, here we are. A freaking decade later. Sometimes you don't notice that things are passing you by. It's not until later you realize. It's just... I don't know. Hey, by the way, your sister said I could sleep in the guest house. I was kind of thinking of taking her up on that offer. I thought I'd remember where that was, but it's been ages since I've been here. You wouldn't mind showing me, would you? Thanks. What? Oh, yeah, we can go right away. Might as well get it done before we forget it. Was it this way? Oh. Right, sorry. Oh my god, that must have been a nightmare. I would have gotten now too if I were you. Hey, at least it made for a good story. Oh, here we are. Thanks for showing me. Is it locked? Oh, guess not. Oh, wow. This place looks familiar. New wallpaper, right? Otherwise, it's pretty much the same. I've spent so many nights in this place, waking up in those lazy summer mornings, sun shining through the window, waking up in those lazy summer mornings, sun shining through the window. We used to lie in bed, chatting for hours before we finally got up and went for a swim in the lake, lying down on the cliffs, let the sun dry our bodies, while trying to avoid that creepy, ogling gaze of my best friend's brother. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I've met plenty of creeps in my life. You certainly weren't one of them. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna force you to relive this. You can go back to the party if you want to. I'll just put the sheets on the bed while I'm here, and then I'll catch up with you. Let's see. They were in the cupboard here, right? No, that's. Oh, right. There they are. I. What? Oh, sure. You can help me if you want to. I guess two pairs of hands get it done quicker. Could you hand me the pillow cover? The one with the little flowers. Thanks. Hey, by the way, can I ask you something? Do you ever find it strange? Like, growing up, I guess? What? No, I don't know. I'm not making sense, sorry. Maybe I'm just worked up over this whole moving to France thing. I mean, it's what I want to do. I'm super excited, but there are people that I'm not gonna see again for a very long time. Maybe forever. And it just feels weird to think about. Like that summer we were talking about. Back then I had no idea how long it would be before I saw your sister again. Or before I saw you again. And life is just full of those people. They mean so much to you, and they just disappear from life. And most of the time, you don't even notice. I know you can't change that, but sometimes I wish I could do things differently. I'm sorry, I'm getting sentimental. No, I'm not tipsy. Maybe a little bit nostalgic. It's your fault for bringing back all these memories. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'll miss you. Maybe that's a weird thing to say to your friend's brother, but I will. I guess I will always have a thing for boys who build really cool Lego houses. Or shy young men with crushes on their sister's friend. Do you ever wonder what would have happened if we had hooked up that summer? Yeah, I guess your sister would have been angry, wouldn't she? Back then it felt like such a big thing, like you couldn't possibly keep a secret like that. But it wouldn't have mattered, would it? Things were over anyway. You would have moved away, and I would have moved away, and either way, things would have been the same. She would have never found out. When you think about it, it's kind of the same now. Nobody needs to find out if you want to. just one time, right? It's not gonna make any difference. Just this once, I want you. Yeah. Kiss me. I want to feel your lips on my neck. Put your hands all over me. I want to feel you. I want to feel your touch. Let me take your shirt off. Oh yeah. Keep moving your hand up my thigh. Do you like that? Feeling my soft skin, still warm after the afternoon sun, sliding it up underneath my summer dress. You want me to sit down? Sure. You don't want to finish putting the sheets on the bed? If things get messy, don't say I didn't warn you. Yeah. I love that. Feeling your fingers gently stroking my ankles. Yeah. Let me feel your lips. Let me feel kissing you my calves, my thighs. Yeah. Put your tongue right there. I want you to put your face right up against my mouth. Feel that wet spot forming on my panties. Press your tongue against. Yeah. Oh god, yeah. It feels so good. Please. Please pull my panties to the side. Let me feel your tongue. Let me feel it on my pussy. Please, just, oh yeah, run your tongue along my slit, up and down, oh yeah, keep going slowly, I love it, feeling your lips brush against my clit, yeah, please, suck it. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Keep working your tongue like that. Can you taste that? Can you feel how wet I am? Oh yeah. That feels heavenly. Don't stop. Can you put a finger in me? Oh yeah. Just like that. Finger my hole. Gently. Oh god, yeah. Put it in me. Right there. Don't stop. Keep playing with my clit. Keep fingering me. Oh yeah. Yeah, it feels so good. Keep going like that. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I think I'm getting close. Oh yeah, it feels so good. Oh, don't stop. Please don't stop. Just like that. Mm. Oh my God, that was so good. Just give me a second. I need to lie down. Come here. Lie down with me. Yeah? Take off your pants? That's a nice hard bulge you've got here. Have you fantasized about this? Yeah? I have too. Not, you know, back then. But I have. Kind of recently, actually. Back then, when we knew each other, it didn't feel right. Like, every once in a while, the thought would come up to me. But I didn't wanna open up those floodgates, you know? But then, a couple of years ago, I was laying in bed and I started thinking about you. I wondered where you were and how you were doing. If you had a family, a wife. Then I started thinking about that summer, how he had always seemed a little nervous when I was around. And I could almost see you right there in front of me, your eyes, your smile, your body. Then I started thinking what it would be like to meet you again, a chance to encounter somewhere. We'd lock eyes at a party and hit it off. There would be all those little telltale signs. Your voice trembling a little as you complimented me. Eye contact that lasted just a split second too long. That's how I would know that you wanted me. That you had always wanted me. And then I couldn't hold it back anymore. I thought it didn't matter. Because I wasn't gonna see you again. So I started touching myself, and I fantasized about us having sex, and it felt so good. Like I was holding something back all those years, and I could finally admit it to myself. It felt like a rush through my body while I fantasized about fucking you. You'd like to know that, wouldn't you? How do you think I imagined you? Hard and rough? Sweet and tender? I imagined that I was lying down on my stomach, sort of like this, and then I'd feel your hand crawling up my leg, underneath my dress, caressing me, feeling me up, before you grab my panties and slowly peel them off. And then I'd feel your hand again, grabbing me between my legs, feeling my wetness as you start to... Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like that. And then I'd arch my back and spread my legs for you. And when I feel the bad move, as you'd get up behind me, it would be almost unbearable. Then I'd finally feel the tip of your cock against my lip. As you... Oh my God. Oh yeah. Push it in. All the way. You feel so good. Filling me up. Oh yeah. Right there. Give me all of it. Mmm. wanted this for so long. Feeling you lying on top of me, stroking my hair, your breath against my neck. You're cooked inside of me. The weight of your body as you push me down into bed. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Yeah. Trust it deep. Right there. I love how it feels. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I want you. I want to ride you. I want to ride you until you come. Yeah, inside of me. Nothing's gonna happen, I promise. I've got pills, don't worry. If I'm only gonna do this once, I want all of you. Roll over. Just lie down there. Let me get up on you. Oh God, I can't believe how wet you've made me. I'm gonna make such a mess of this bed. I did ask you if you want to put on sheets first. It's too late now. You're not getting up from under there. Not until I get to feel your... yeah. Just like that. Run your tip along my slit. Oh, yeah. Are you ready? Let me... Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Wait. Maybe... I should take off my dress first. There we go. Do you like my tits? Is this the first time you see them? Be honest. You never tried to catch a peek? Well, here they are. All yours. Oh God, yeah. Yeah, play with my nipples. Oh, fuck. Keep playing with them. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh yeah. That feels amazing. You look so goddamn gorgeous. Ah, it feels so good to finally tell you. Look into your eyes and tell how fucking hot you make me. Oh yeah. My hips just like that. Oh God. Oh, I love how hard you are for me. Thrust it into me. I wanna feel it. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, right there. Oh my God, oh, you feel so good. I want you. I want you so badly. Fuck yeah. Just like that. Can you feel? Can you feel me throbbing? I'm getting close. Oh, fuck. God, you look so good. Are you gonna come? Oh, fuck. Hold it in just a little longer. Please. Just a little more. I wanna. Yeah. Oh, fuck, baby. I'm gonna come. Are you ready? Yeah. Please. Please, baby, come inside of me. Oh, God. Ugh. I'm sorry, I... What? No, nothing. That was great. You were amazing. I've had a lot of thoughts going through my mind lately. It's all been just so much. What? No, I don't regret anything. Not at all. If anything, the only thing I feel sure about right now is how good this felt. I'm sorry, my mind just tends to drift off sometimes. Do you want to go back? Me neither. I think I've done enough talking for today. Nobody's gonna find us out here, right? I'll take your word for it. Maybe we should lock the door and close the curtains. You know, just in case. Unless you don't want to go again, that is. Come here.